From Harry Hurley Way and the World's Playground to the Broadcast Pioneers of Philadelphia Hall of Fame, you're about to find out why Harry Hurley has been named to the Talkers Magazine list of the 100 most important talk show hosts in the nation. Live from the studios of Town Square Media in Northfield, it's Hurley in the Morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Thank you. Welcome. It's 7 minutes past the hour. You know, sometimes things just work out the way they're supposed to. Democrats will take care of this today. We don't have to do anything. Congressman Jamal Bowman, who has been basically unhinged, he appears to be headed to not only defeat, but to a humiliating defeat in New York today. You might remember him. I mean, he's been in the news the last couple of days in his yellow shirt, pushing up the sleeves and saying, bringing out the guns and banging a stool up and down and just being just a fool. He's the guy that pulled the fire alarm in the U.S. Capitol. He's the guy that should have been prosecuted. George Lattimore, whoever you are, you're going to win today. I don't know that you're going to win today because you're George Lattimore, but I think you're going to win because you're not Congressman Jamal Bowman. But this is a win. I don't know anything about Lattimore, but Bowman, in my estimation, completely unfit to serve. In the news overnight, you may have heard a little bit about this, Julian Assange. I don't even know how many years this guy has been in his own hell exile. But he will plead guilty to an espionage charge. If approved by a federal judge, he'll receive a 62-month prison sentence, but will be given credit for time served already, and he'll be able to go home. So that looks like that's happening. The news at the top of the hour said he just landed in Bangkok and that he'll be going to some kind of courtroom to resolve this. It's an American courtroom, but not on American soil. That looks like that will be all resolved. All right, we are very compressed this morning, so I have a lot I want to share with you, but I do want to take your phone calls. So the only time we have this morning is this hour. So if you want to jump in, I'm waiting for you at 609-407-1450. We have Kirk Conover at 7, and then the show will go on, but I must prepare for my guest hosting stint of today's Brian Kilmeade show. Really looking forward to it. We have a lot of important content, a lot of great guests, Andy McCarthy. Now, in case you don't know this, I know I've mentioned this to you before, the Brian Kilmeade show is 9 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern. We, of course, are 6 a.m. until 10:06 a.m. Eastern. So I'll be interviewing Andrew McCarthy and Colonel Alan West this morning in the 9 o'clock hour, where we will be live throughout much of the country, but not live here. We pick up the Brian Kilmeade show in hour number 2, where my guest will be Griff Jenkins from Fox News. We also have coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, Congressman Kevin Hearn of Oklahoma, the congressman from the 1st Congressional District. Then you will hear in the 12 noon hour from 12 to 1, and it really is, it's the best way. Chris Coleman did it right from the beginning. It's the best way. No offense, but I enjoy being a four-hour morning show, and so we've always wanted the Brian Kilmeade show. We love it. I think it's the second most important radio talk show in the entire country. I don't get any pushback when I say that, because it is. So to carry all 3 hours, what we do, we carry the 10 o'clock hour live, the 11 o'clock hour live, and then Brian's 9 o'clock hour you will hear in the 12 noon hour. So we have Brian, as you know, from 10:06 until 1 p.m. But actually, I'm already done. That 12 noon hour that you're going to hear, I will have already done in the 9 o'clock hour this morning. Hence, I want to take your phone calls at 609-407-1450 this hour, because it's the only time that we can do it. I'll squeeze in. Yes, there's more polling data. And I saw something that it really does go to show you that this obsession, this fixation, this derangement about Trump has no boundaries. I'm not going to watch it. There's a new 6-part docuseries on Netflix. And I'll tell you, you know, the Obamas worked there. A lot of that content, it's a shame. It really is a shame. But like everything else, it's all getting infected by this hard left-ism. So there's this docuseries. Why waste? I mean, you're doing a docuseries about Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. But of course, they have to do a segment about some holiday getaway in the Bavarian Alps, where a contributor likens it to Hitler's Mar-a-Lago. Now, come on. Knock it off. The hell is that? Ann Berg, a University of Pennsylvania professor, makes the reference in the series that is titled Hitler and the Nazis, Evil on Trial. Hitler had a mountain retreat that was called the Berghof. So, and sometimes the Berg. So you've got the Berghof, and then this Berg, Anberg, connects it to President Trump's Palm Beach, Florida home. She says, quote, it's sort of like Hitler's Mar-a-Lago, if you will, a kind of retreat in the Bavarian Alps. You see how they do it? That's not subtle, but sometimes it's very overt, like a Jake Tapper. But don't worry, he's just the debate moderator. You know, don't you love that? Hey, hi, debate moderator, I'm the guy you called Hitler. I hope Trump says that. Hey, look, I know what I'm dealing with you. I mean, you've called me Hitler. So here's a professor talking about Hitler and has to say that Hitler's got this place, this retreat, that's sort of like Mar-a-Lago. Only no, it's not, lady. No, it's not. All right, your phone calls right after the break. Please don't go away. It is the Hurley in the Morning program. 609-407-1450. You are going to be the first caller, and then we'll get to a bunch of phone calls, I promise, the rest of the way. Yes, this whole several hours of show prep, I will tear up one page at a time during the break. Never fear. No, I'm just teasing. I much prefer to take your phone calls. But I'd like to squeeze in the polling data, because it's very interesting. While if you take every poll that exists that's current, President Trump is at like 47%. Biden is just under 46%. It's very close. It's like a 1.2 or 1.3% national lead for President Trump. But the key is the 6 key battleground states, President Trump leads every single one. So I wouldn't even care if Biden was up by 1 or 2 points in the national poll. That doesn't matter. It's nice to win the popular vote, but it doesn't matter. So Biden gets all these votes out of California and New York, and then can pad the popular vote. Who cares? I care about 270 And Trump is well beyond that at this point. It's a matter of really maintaining where he's at right now. Your phone calls, I promise, right after this break. 609-407-1450. Then we can listen to Kirk Conover. And then I will get ready for the Brian Kilmeade Show. I've got a big job to do today. And on your behalf, I'm up to the task. We'll be back. Don't go away.
The WPG Talk Radio app is everything South Jersey on your phone and in your car through Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Local news, weather, and information updated around the clock from New Jersey's largest radio news team. Easy access to WPG podcasts and more. Powered by Smoker's Haven. You'll find the finest selection of cigars at any of their five locations. Stop in and let them help you find the perfect cigar to pair with your life. Visit smokershavennj.com.
Fox News commentary.
The White House promotion of Tyler Cherry, a non-binary individual who will now serve as an associate communications director, is raising some eyebrows. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
When you thought Joe couldn't outdo his streak of DEI picks, the White House threw Tyler Cherry on top. Tyler Cherry, a non-binary individual, will now serve as an associate communications director. But his history of controversial anti-white, anti-Israel, anti-law enforcement social media posts are raising some eyebrows, and for obvious reasons. Well, after some backlash, Tyler Cherry tweeted that his old tweets do not reflect his current view, but note that he wasn't 15 at the time of those tweets, but rather pushing 30. Calling for the abolishment of ICE and sympathizing with terror networks isn't out of the ordinary for that motley crew over there at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Quite frankly, I would probably be more shocked if that team appointed a male who didn't wear a mesh crop top with applique rose petals. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show Tommy Lahren is Fearless at Outkick.com.
Starting your day the right way with Hurley in the Morning on South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Starting your day the right way with Hurley in the Morning.
Honesty and transparency, you know, it's not afraid to get down and dirty and really just tell me the truth.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Is that our intro or is that the Biden doctrine? Honesty, transparency. I'm only kidding. Or to quote Tony Montana, I'm only kidding. 609-407-1450, an open line. He's in this bathtub that's as big as a small swimming pool, and he's giving Michelle Pfeiffer a hard time. I'm only kidding. Welcome to Hurley in the Morning. You are on the air.
Good morning, Harry. It's a beautiful day in Northfield.
It's getting famous. Good morning, Keith.
Hey, I had a terrific time at the golf outing.
Thank you.
What I wanted to bring up is this town forum in Atlantic City about the windmills, about the power lines.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I can't believe they're trying to cram this down our throats.
Oh, they are. I mean, it's rush, rush, rush. They realize change is coming, so they're going to try to get as much done as they can. Then it's like, hey, it's too late now. The lines are buried. You know, we're ready to go. I wish they had such energy and would make priorities of many other things that need to be done before that does.
There are many alternate fuel resources.
Oh, of course.
And natural gas is 96% efficient now. It's unbelievable.
I mean, we have natural gas. We have, because of new technologies, shale and the ability to drill sideways and all ways to get at oil that they never could before. We have hundreds of years of oil. You would think the people that want this electric car technology, for example, Keith, you think they would get on the stick, but there's not enough charging stations, not nearly. They don't build any. People don't want this, and yet they keep jamming it down our throat.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But I did meet three gentlemen at your golf tournament that are true gentlemen, Larry, Mike, and Hank.
Well, yeah, you were with a nice group. It worked out really well. And I'm happy you were with us. I was talking to a very dear friend of mine last night. I mean, we dialed up perfect weather, just a beautiful day. Think about it. I mean, it's been a heat wave ever since. That was really the last decent day. I mean, these hot days would have been brutal out there. So we were very fortunate.
Oh, yeah. I had a terrific time, Heron. Enjoy your day.
June 19th, 2025. All right, Keith? Let's do it
you
again.
You got it.
Thank you, my friend. 609-407-1415, open phone line. Welcome to Hurley in the Morning. You are on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Hurley. Thank you again for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Harry, I missed you yesterday. So, again, if I hit something that you've already talked about, just shut me up.
No problem.
First of all, let me congratulate Margate again. What they did is just amazing. And it, as I said to John DeMasi on Saturday, this needs to go national. There's no doubt.
Tell people what Margate did.
If your kid acts up, you pay the price. That's it. That's... Your kid is out past curfew, you're going to get a summons. You're going to pay as a parent. If your kid breaks the law, smashes something, is just unruly, apparently you're going to get the summons and you're going to pay the bill. And that needs to go national, in my view.
Well, I would have no problem with that. I mean, that would ensure accountability. It would make parents maybe pay a little more attention if they're not, where their children are and what their children are doing. Because anybody that's seen any of these videos, Ocean City, Wildwood, the whole bunch, it's out of control. So something has to be done. Ultimately, I don't know if you can hold other people accountable for other people in America, but it's a good try.
You can hold parents accountable.
You can hold parents accountable. I mean, for example, if there's a gun in your house and a child gets at the gun and the child then goes shoots up a school, they now charge the parents. They didn't used to. This is new. I'm telling you, Jimmy, this is not the way that it's been done in our country. Oh. In fact, until the last school shooting, no parents had ever been charged for a child getting at guns that are in the house. So there is a new accountability to try to rein this in. But I don't know that you can charge a parent. They're going to do it, and maybe somebody will test it. You can't charge a parent with everything that a child does. Now, I like that they're doing this. I think it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yes, it will be. You're correct. It needs to play out. There will be challenges. But I don't see how a parent can deny their responsibility for a juvenile.
There you go. But some will. Bad parents will.
But so I called to ask you, and I missed you yesterday again, so I don't know if you touched this. Have you seen the resurgence of Mr. God, I loathe this human being, Mr. Paul Ryan?
Yes. Yeah, if you want to call it that, I saw him do an interview with Neil Cavuto. I don't despise Paul Ryan, but I strongly dislike him. I just do not like what he says. I don't like this act, you know, that he puts on. It's all put on. Yeah, I'm not impressed.
No, me either. And I listened to Mr. Cash Patel do a 20-minute piece on him yesterday.
Yep.
Oh, boy. If what Cash Patel has on him, what he did to this Cash Patel's investigative team, Paul Ryan's going to pay a big price here.
Wow. Didn't see that, but I'll familiarize myself with it.
Yeah, he lied to them for the entire time they investigated the Steele dossier. He acted like he didn't know anything about it. And Cash Patel has proof that the entire time he investigated this for Paul Ryan, Paul Ryan knew the whole story.
So in other words, he knew the truth the whole time, and he went along with the lie.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, it's like all of them. I mean, think about it. He's not alone. That entire January 6th committee, anything that was good news, exculpatory for Trump, they edited out. They're all these Trump deranged people, and Ryan is one of them. They're all the same.
But the worst part about Ryan is supposedly he's a conservative Republican. And
supposedly.
Yeah. And
he's like a John Kasich. He's like a John Kasich Republican.
Yes. And I understand it wholeheartedly from the other side. I hate to use those words, but just so everyone.
Just remember, a conservative Republican from Wisconsin is really a moderate Democrat. They're not really a conservative Republican.
And that's true. Yeah. You're correct. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, just look into this Kash Patel thing. And I watched Kash Patel for a while yesterday on Newsmax. And man, what a smart guy this person is.
I'll check it out, Jimmy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, brother.
You got
Bye.
It. Coming up right after the break, it will be my pleasure to welcome you to the program. And we're going to get to a bunch of calls. So don't go away. We're just stepping aside for a little bit. It is the Hurley in the Morning program. Wide Open Forum, bonus open forum continues.
This is the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network.
Harry Hurley, 31 minutes past the hour. Three stories that you can follow right now on our WPG Talk Radio 95.5 app. Great work. Simply put, the Atlantic City Police arrest a Philadelphia man and recover a rifle. It's a good piece of police work. Check it out. We cover it all from beginning to end. President Trump has endorsed Dom Purdy for a key national post. And we write about a Philadelphia TV Action News iconic legendary reporter who is now a professor.
From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarro. Today will be way less windy than yesterday. We had gusts to 50 miles an hour. Today, very warm, not humid, and dry, with sun giving way to a few clouds this afternoon. Inland high of 90, cooler at the beaches. Sounds good to me. Partly cloudy tonight, low 72. Back to the heat and humidity tomorrow, high 92 with sun and clouds. Strong thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. Get weather 24/7 wherever you are. Download our free mobile app today. Here is an important safety.
You're waking up with Hurley in the Morning on South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Come.
Hurley in the Morning.
It's breaking news that I can trust.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
35 minutes past the hour. Right back to your call, 609-407-1450. Wow. Lot going on today, and obviously a couple of days from now on Margie's birthday, President Trump and Joe Biden, the first of two debates. You know, I don't feel bad for them because I have never been a fan of that Presidential Debates Commission, Frank Fahrenkopf and that whole crew. But they're still angling. They want to get a debate sometime in September. I don't think Joe Biden, I think he'll do the two. They picked who does the debate. They pick the moderators. They pick where it is. They pick what it is. I'm surprised, actually, that Joe Biden agreed to stand. He blew that because Trump basically, when you come out and say, I will debate you anytime, any place, anywhere, and you leave no qualifiers, Biden could have said, hey, I'm sitting on my my reclining chair. I mean, he could have done anything. Instead, now he's got 16 people holding him up each day, and they're making sure he can stand for 90 minutes. That was a miscalculation. He blew that. Welcome to Hurley in the Morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harry. It's a great day in the city of Brigantine.
You know, if this keeps up, I mean, it's a great day in the city of Brigantine. Keith just said it's a great day in the city of Northfield. This is like a mosaic patch quilt of just greatness. Time is yours.
I love it.
Yeah.
By the way, and it's not why I called, but to dovetail off his call, let's remember, I think this Margate thing has standing because, parents are held accountable if some kid gets in a car accident and they find out the kid was at that person's house drinking.
That's true.
And, you know,
But there would have been an act in the home. I I'm all for it because these kids are out of control right now. Not all of them, but the ones that do this behavior that are running around in gangs and, stealing and breaking and, violence and all that. I'm all for it. But there is a difference between a host act where if you were stupid enough, and there are stupid people, I'd rather them drink here than because they're going to get out of here. That's insanity, that talk. So if somebody slips out of your little drunk fest and you're letting underage people drink, yes, you are responsible. I'm wondering to what extent they can hold somebody else externally responsible. And I look, I've always looked at it like we are responsible for our children. But I'm not sure if your child, if he goes to school or she goes to school one day and kills someone, if they didn't get the gun out of your gun locker and you didn't leave it unlocked, if they just went out on their own and committed a crime, I don't know how you can blame and charge the parent for that.
Well, you had that case not long ago. I think both parents went to jail, right?
They did, but it was because the gun, it's the first time ever, because the gun was in their home. And the courts decided, and the charges were sustained, that they didn't do their job securing the weapon, and they gave the child access to the weapon. See, again, causation. But I'm saying if a child just goes out and runs with a crowd and does something, I don't know how that's enforceable against a parent. I maybe it is, but something about that I think is, can be challenged.
I just think over time, this problem with these kids is going to get to the point where I think some judge is going to rule, and then it'll be a precedent. But that's not why I called.
I understand.
So I watched this guy, Bowman.
Yeah.
Harry, if, let's say I was one of these low-information voters and I didn't follow any of this kind of stuff. If I saw this guy on TV, I would think that they just released a pimp, a drug dealer, a murderer, a typical thug from Rikers.
No, he was terrible. I mean, he's so unelectable. And you know the neatest thing of all? It'll be Democrat on Democrat political crime. Democrats are going to take care of this today. Bowman goes down in flames. George Latimer will be the Democrat nominee. Hence, it's a totally Democrat district in New York. He will be the new congressman. Bowman will serve out until early January, and he will be done. And, of course, he'll be yelling and screaming and blaming, you know, who knows what for his ouster. But for those who didn't see it, he had his yellow T-shirt on. He's pulling up his T-shirt over his shoulder blades and calling out gun show. Yeah, bringing out the gun show. He's banging a stool up and down. Every other word is F and this and that. It is an awful example of that same horses behind that pulled the fire alarm inside the United States Capitol. Why didn't he get the January 6th treatment, Andy?
Yeah. Well, and let's not forget Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Well, she was out of control at that same function.
She was full-blown ghetto, Harry, right out of Central Casting. And then they had this old white guy, Bernie Sanders, up there. It's funny how liberals and Democrats, they usually hate old white guys. But then they have Bernie Sanders up there. Harry, anybody ever says anything to me about Donald Trump's behavior,
yeah,
look at that.
Did you ever see the movie Rockstar with Jennifer Aniston and Wahlberg? Did you ever see that movie?
No.
Okay, well, it's really good. It's really good. He actually does a good job lip syncing. She looked like Wahlberg when the band picked Wahlberg to let him sing with them. She comes bopping across the stage and bounces into Bernie Sanders. She was like, I don't even know what, Courtney Cox in the Bruce Springsteen video, but it was crazy to watch.
She is very childlike. I mean, she's very immature. She does not conduct herself like an adult, period, let alone a sitting congresswoman who's, in her second term now, right?
Yes, I do believe, gosh, it might be third. I swear it might be third, Andy. She's going to get the Bowman treatment, though. There will be a challenge. It's not going to happen this time, but there will be a challenge maybe next time, and she will also lose. I think all these squad lunatics are going to go down one by one.
Yeah, Harry, there seems to be a groundswell. It was Sir Isaac Newton, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Yes.
And I believe that Donald Trump was the opposite reaction to Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to start to see the pendulum, and we're already...
Well, Andy, I think you're going to agree with this comment, and I think it's what you are saying in so many words. People are tired of the violence, of not being able to go out anywhere. Look how many things, like, I would love to go to Philadelphia and go look at all the history, because a lot of people know this, that, you know, was the capital of our country at one point. It's not safe right now. I have no desire to do that. I think people are growing tired of the violence, of the theft that's taking place, and all these things that are ruining our society, and there's going to be a pushback to it.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, Victor Davis Hanson has heard him say something a couple of months ago. He said, that which cannot go on will not go on.
Perfect.
I mean, the people, you know, there's even a movement. I'm hearing this more and more. There's even a movement. I believe it's among the Gen Zers who are now becoming more conservative. Like, the young kids are liberal. You know, they think that they can change the world and they want to help people and blah, 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 blah. And they're usually liberals when they're very young. But there's even a movement among the young people under 29 now to be more conservative. And, you know, I think...
Although I will say, and I don't believe it because I don't believe CBS, under 30, Biden had some just ridiculous lead over Trump, which in days gone by wouldn't surprise me. But in the current environment, with how well Trump is doing with younger people, I think the CBS poll is an outlier. And I agree with what you're saying.
Let me ask you this, Harry. Then I'll let you go. I know you got other people. So about polls.
Yeah.
So you know how the polls always tighten up when you get really close to the actual election?
Yeah.
So here's the thing this time around. We know that Trump is much farther ahead or further ahead than the polls would indicate, because they're trying to change the outcome of the election. They can't show that he's too far ahead, because then it becomes the opposite of a suppression poll. It makes it look like Trump can't be defeated, okay?
Right.
So they've got to suppress it to make it look like Trump can't win, can't possibly win. So they bring the numbers down. But if they do that this time around, we know Trump is farther ahead than they're indicating. If they don't, would these polling organizations intentionally lie and show that Trump is not doing as well as he is, even a week before the election, and risk everything, just like these networks are willing to go down? They're willing to, and just like these, you know, these awards programs, they're willing to do this crap, even though they're losing ratings. Do you think these polling organizations would be willing to, you know, go down with the ship if it means, you know, trying to hurt Trump? Or do you think when we get really close, they're going to report these polls accurately?
Good question. They'll report what the polls say, and the polls will be a byproduct of, did they oversample Democrats and independent-leaning Democrat independents? And if you do that, you can make a poll come out however you want. I'm in agreement with you. Trump leads. I do believe Trump always overperforms, so he leads by more than we know. I did a little mini monologue, but was not really a huge point of emphasis. But I mentioned, and it fits now better than then when I said it, because of what you just said, that the popular vote doesn't matter. we only need to be concerned about these six battleground states. Trump is going to win everywhere that he should. Biden may not win everywhere that Democrats had been winning. Trump has expanded the map. He has a wide path to 270 plus electoral votes. Biden has a very narrow path. So don't even get hung up on what the media does, and that's promote the beauty contest, the national poll. That doesn't matter. The Democrats should win the national poll because of California and New York and other Democrat states, where literally Biden out of just California and New York could have like a 10 million vote lead on Trump. Trump has to make that up across the rest of the 48 states. So that doesn't matter. You know, Bush did win it the second time, Bush 2. The Democrats should win the popular vote. I think Trump is going to win the popular vote this time. Now, like the Bush DWI stole his first popular vote win over Al Gore, where I don't know if you remember, but Al Gore was planning on explaining to the American people that the popular vote doesn't count because he knew he was going to lose the popular vote. They had all the polling data. They didn't cheat as much back then. So he knew he was going to lose the popular vote, and he saw this, and he was close. If he had won his own home state, he would have been president. He lost Tennessee. He saw a path to losing the popular vote, winning the Electoral College, and explaining to the American people that he's legitimate, that it's the Electoral College, it's not the popular vote. Then the DWI comes out, and Al Gore wins the popular vote, loses the Electoral College narrowly, and then they come out and say he's really the president and Bush is illegitimate because they're that dishonest. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it, Andy.
Well, it's like you always say, we don't have one election, we have 50 elections.
There you go. Gotta run. Have a great day. And keep it great in Brigantine. You will be next, and you'll be right after that, and we'll have time to get you both in right after this. I'm Hurley in the Morning.
You're waking up with Hurley in the Morning.
Established, reputable.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5. Listen at home or in the office on your smart speaker. Just say, play WPG. Hurley in the Morning.
They really do separate fact from fiction.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5.
55 minutes past the hour. Kirk Conover, 10 minutes away. Back to your calls. Welcome to Hurley in the Morning. You're on the air. Caller, go right ahead. All right, listen for the beep, caller. Otherwise, I'm going to have to move on. Caller, are you there now? All right, bye-bye. Welcome. His loss or her loss is your gain. Welcome to the program. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Am I on the air? I didn't hear your programmer ask my name or anything.
We don't. I don't screen the calls because
I just want
you to be able to talk.
In years. I know you have national clout. You'll be on a national radio. And I was listening to one of the national radio talk show hosts a couple of days ago, and they rebroadcast Joe Scarborough's rant about the Hunter laptop and people who believed it was real, it wasn't Russian disinformation. And he was ranting and raving and going on and on. So I'd like to talk about your industry and fact-checking and,
sure.
and consequences and lying,
yeah.
outwardly lying over the air. And I thought of Orson Welles. Remember Orson Welles?
Of course.
The World of the
course. Russian,
right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? All right. And you have national clout. How does a guy, an S-bag... And I can't say that more. I can't say that more directly. I would love to go. I'm 81. I would go face to face with this guy, and the first thing I'd do is knee him in the coyotes, all right, and call him every name I could think of. Goad him into a. I would fight this guy to the death.
Please let me say something very quickly, and I'll turn it back to you. I love your approach, and I also you have brought up the perfect example, Joe Scarborough. Is a guy that I know. He used to regularly do our program. He was a one-term congressman from Florida. I think you know all this. You might not know that he used to do the show, but I have his cell phone still. I fired him. I've witnessed people change. This guy literally went from a conservative Republican to a lunatic liberal. And it is just And I understand he's on a crazy cable channel, and he, whatever you want to call it, reinvented himself or whatever. I know where you're going with this. Now, keep in mind, that's not a news program. That's entertainment. So he's not going to be held accountable to being truthful, being accurate. It's a fake out because they act like it's news, and he makes declarations and things like that and pretends that you know, when he's trashing Trump. And I mean, I don't watch him, but I see clips from time to time and I read different things that he says. When he brings up how sharp Joe Biden is, how steady he is, I mean, come on. Have you no shame? So you have really given one of the best examples of how blatantly dishonest these people are.
Who's going to be the guy that changes that, Harry? You have a national voice.
Well, here's who changes it. Brian Kilmeade changes it every time he speaks. The Five changes it every time they speak as a panel. Jesse Waters changes it. Mark Levin. It's all we can do. Look, there's more of them than there is of us. They're all liberal, except for Fox and Newsmax. Who will change it? This is the answer. We have to win elections. There's more of us than there are of them. If we win elections, we can change this. If we lose, then they get to continue.
Well, this guy still has the right to lie outright every day for as long as he wants, as long as the program lasts.
Well, just like the woman Levitt, who is the communications director for President Trump, she got bounced right off of CNN. She told the truth that Jake Tapper has called, you know, President Trump Hitler. And this woman is saying, I won't have you badmouth my colleagues. And she says, I'm not badmouthing your colleagues. I'm telling the truth.
From Harry Hurley Way and the World's Playground to the Broadcast Pioneers of Philadelphia Hall of Fame, you're about to find out why Harry Hurley has been named to the Talkers Magazine list of the 100 most important talk show hosts in the nation. Live from the studios of Town Square Media in Northfield, it's Hurley in the Morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Thank you and welcome to the Hurley in the Morning radio program. It's 5 minutes past the hour, so we pick up an extra minute or two this hour. That's a very good thing. Kirk Conover is here. This week is, it's a great week already. We've done yesterday's program in full. We guest hosted a 3-hour national program yesterday. We are doing today's program. Chuck Malamut was in yesterday because we can't have him on today because we will be with the Brian Kilmeade Show team. We're hosting Brian Kilmeade today all across America. It's just everything seems like it's out of order this week, except Kirk is right here in the 7 o'clock hour on Tuesday, the captain. Captain Kirk, how are you?
I'm doing well, Harry. Good to be on the show today.
Well, it's great to have you here as well. And gratuitous maybe, but I don't mean it that way. I want to give you an opportunity to comment. You played in the mall. I guess you missed one due to schedules. 16 out of 17. That's very much appreciated and very impressive. Give us your synopsis of the 17th annual Hurley in the Morning Charity Golf Open held this past Thursday at the Lynwood Country Club.
Well, I've played in a lot of charity tournaments, and yours is the best. The swag bag, the food, everything about it, the organization. It's just, a great setup, and it makes for an enjoyable day of golf, for sure. And I know my team enjoyed it thoroughly, and the weather was fantastic. I mean, that little 10-mile-an-hour breeze off the bay was a nice cooling factor. It kept us very comfortable. And it was just great. Just great. We didn't play as well as we have in the past. We had a little difficulty with some of our approach shots, and we probably should have used our mulligans a little more judiciously, but it was a great time had by all, and the course was in great shape, and I'll say it again, the food was fantastic, and your organization of you know, everybody, there's only you know, one foursome on the par threes. Everything went like clockwork, but it was just a gorgeous, gorgeous day, and great golf. Great golf.
I love that synopsis. And what I also love about the event is you don't really have to get there too particularly early, but it is a morning event that goes into the afternoon, but everybody's out of there by 3 o'clock. So you, yep. You even have some of the day left. So yeah, we just love the time frame. We've been so blessed with the weather. It's almost becoming ridiculous. I know we're gonna pay for it. I'll be there to say, I told you we're gonna pay for it 1 year. I feel like Trump. We're gonna pay for it. So we'll see when that'll happen, but it hasn't happened yet. And we are all set. Put it in your day timer. Thursday, June 19th, 2025.
On your birthday.
Yes, Don Hurley's birthday. My identical twin brother's birthday. So this happens about, it seems like, once every 5 years. This year it was the day before the event, so on the setup day. Next year will be on the day itself. And that's just fine. I'm looking forward to it. I love the fact that everybody keeps committing to it, and we'll keep doing it as long as we can. I just love the history of it too. We've got a lot of history now.
Well, you're doing good work with the money you raise. So that's really something that is, you know, a feather in your cap, so to speak. And it's just, everybody knows it. I mean, everybody knows, you know, like my team, they all know, you know, that the money goes for charity and good causes, and they're glad to participate. And they always say, you know, you're going to have me back next year.
Oh, it's so great. And your foursome is, sometimes there's one, like you had to swap out one player. Your foursome, gosh, if I had to look at the year after year after year, your foursome is one of the most steady foursomes, Nancy's as well, where it is almost the same players.
We try, you know, and I had to swap out the space shuttle Bob Kraft and replace him with ICBM Ken Coulter. So
I love that.
Both of them are heavy hitters, man.
Space shuttle, ICBM. It is too good. Well, yeah, we love that you and Nancy have a foursome every year. As you know, Nancy Conover's foursome, year in, year out, the most honest foursome in the Hurley in the Morning Charity Golf Open history. And they love to play too. And I like seeing happy people having a good time. And like you said, it's all for great causes. I mean, the $1,000 grant that I wrote 2 weeks ago to the Tara Miller Melanoma Foundation, that's possible. And we write that $1,000 grant every single year of its entire existence. So they know they can count on that. That's because of you and Nancy and, you know, all of our players. And I barely catch my breath. And you know what we're going to be doing starting right after July 4th, and that is gangbusters for our annual, it'll be our 16th annual Hurley in the Morning dinner at Resorts Casino Hotel, and then that gives us the opportunity to raise money to write even more grants. So we're already looking forward to that, Kirk.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. And I gotta mention and thank you for placing the church ladies behind us.
That's a tradition.
It was great to interact with them. You know, like we would be on the next tee box and they'd be on the green next to us, and we got to watch, you know, them putt and so forth. We appreciate that interaction.
that's nice of you to mention that, Kirk, because you know thought goes into that. And it would be, to me, it would be a travesty to not set it up that way. So Kirk teed off, don't even ask me how I remember this, on 7A. And then we had Nancy's foursome, 7B. So it's great. They're all there together. When you start the event, they're all there. And then Kirk's foursome hits their tee shot. And by the time they get out there, then Nancy's foursome can take their first shot. And it really is, it's our pleasure to do that, Kirk. And we'll always do that. When we come back, Kirk, you don't need to ponder this during the break, but since you can ponder this during the break, I want you, when we come back, Thursday's debate, break down what you believe President Trump needs to accomplish on Thursday night. Give us your assessment of Joe Biden and what you expect, you know, coming from him, keeping in mind he will have been getting his vitamins, his extra sleep, his magic juice, whatever it is, Prevagen plus. I mean, I don't know what, but, you know, something's going on for 7 days. Give us your take on what you expect. You expect squinty-eyed Joe, the wide-eyed variety that pops up from time to time? Or we'll get your take on all of that when we come back. This portion of Haroli in the Morning brought to us in part by Congress Hall in Cape May, America's oldest seaside resort since 1816. The history is, it almost goes without saying, but since my job is to say, I will say, the marble floors when you walk in, the flags down History Hallway, the Blue Pig Tavern, the Brown Room Lounge, the Boiler Room. You know what's funny? Siri just launched Prevagen supplement on my phone. That's hilarious. Actually, on my watch, not on my phone. The Brown Room I mentioned, the Boiler Room downstairs, which is phenomenal space, DJ, dancing, brick-fired pizza, great other food options. I love the meatballs and the shrimp that they have, just delicious. It's wonderful. And that's just a few of the items, many, many items to choose from. Congress Hall, you can reserve right now at caperesorts.com/Congress Hall. We'll be right back with Kirk after this. This is
Starting Your Day the Right Way with Haroli in the Morning.
We need to just listen to the facts.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I think Donald Trump will do just fine regardless of which Joe shows up. I think Donald Trump is well-versed on the issues. I think the fact that it might end up being 3-on-1 and that they'll try to interrupt Trump and that fake news CNN will use their chyrons, meaning what they put up on the screen with their truncated questions, to be as harsh and as abusively biased as you would expect. And I think that Donald Trump can still walk away the big winner in this debate. There are people that are saying, well, Hannity, just tell him, if you talk to him, tell him not to, you know, go in there and really take it, you know, tell him to just lay back a little bit. That's not my advice for Donald Trump. My advice is be yourself. Be Donald Trump.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, ready to give your home a summer makeover without breaking the bank? Our friends at Blinds.com, they have you covered with huge summer savings on premium customizable window treatments. I love Blinds.com. They invented the better way to shop for energy-saving blinds and shutters. I love my motorized options. You'll love them too. And even cooling outdoor shades, all online. Blinds.com, they give you free professional design experts that can help make a minor project like updating your window treatments have a major impact on your home's decor. They also send you free samples, and plus you get unlimited window treatments installed, whether it's one window or 50 windows, for one low cost. And as always, Blinds.com has their 100% satisfaction guarantee, 100%. And if you shop at Blinds.com right now, you get huge summer savings, up to 45% off site-wide. That's up to 45% off site-wide for a limited time when you go to blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're waking up with Hurley in the morning. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. You're waking up with Hurley in the morning.
Makes me think about things a little bit differently.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Thank you. Welcome back. Kirk Conover continues at 21 minutes past the hour. Reminder, keep your dial tuned right where it is. We have the remaining 2 hours of today's Hurley in the Morning program that I do not want you to miss. And then we will take you all the way until 1 p.m. when I fill in today for the great Brian Kilmeade. We have a phenomenal guest lineup today. We have Andy McCarthy, Colonel Alan West, Fox News All-Star Griff Jenkins, United States Congressman Kevin Hearn, the first congressional district representative from Oklahoma. And then we'll take a lot of calls from all over the country. All right, Kirk, right before the break it down. Thursday night, CNN presidential debate. I will be watching the simulcast on Fox News. I will not be watching CNN. Thank you very much. Give us your take. Trump, what he needs to do. Biden, what do you expect there?
Well, this is a unique election in that we have two candidates that actually you can take and look at their terms. What happened 4 years of Trump, what has happened under 4 years of Biden, or three and a half, whatever, however you want to categorize it.
By the way, when you say unique, Kirk, I want people to understand, until now, it had happened exactly one time. The American people in nearly 250 years have never had anything like this except in the late 1800s. I guess in the late 1880s, it all began when Grover Cleveland won. Then he was defeated, and then he comes back 4 years later and wins. I think exactly that is going to happen again. It's even more definitive now how failed the Biden presidency has been, how successful the Trump presidency has been, and how you can measure that is so unique. And we haven't had this since the late 1800s. That's amazing. It's historic, Kirk.
Yeah, normally, you know, presidents, if they're defeated after one term, they just quietly go away, you know, like Jimmy Carter went away and did his, you know, housing thing, Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, true. George H.W. Bush went away. The other examples are typically, and I can't say everyone is the same, but typically they couldn't win the nomination the next time. You know, their time would have been over. Other people would have beaten them. They don't even try. But here with Trump, he got so many votes. And obviously, there, I don't care what anybody says, there are a great many questions about that election. The ballot harvesting, the all vote by mail structure of it all. And then the fact that 42,000 votes over three states and Trump wins re-election. There was no reason for him not to run again.
Right. So what he has to do on Thursday is basically come out and make that case. His 4 years are much better for normal Americans than what's been going on for 3.5 years under Biden. And he's going to do that by pointing out the fact that, you know, inflation was below 2%. Interest rates were affordable. Mortgage rates were affordable. You could afford, you know, a starter home. You could afford to carry a car payment. And
yep. Inflation was 0 to 2%. Here's the problem, though, Kirk, and he'll have a workaround because he'll be able to do it. He's experienced, which he has that going for him. And he's right now, because he's been doing a lot of speaking, I think he's much better, you know, mid-season shape than Joe Biden is, you know, to do well. But CNN moderators, Fake Tapper and Dana Bash, they're not going to make it easy. They're going to be asking him questions about abortion. They're going to be asking him questions about January 6th. I know they're going to do it. They're going to bring up that he's a convicted felon. You're the first president ever convicted of felonies. You know, do you think the American people want a president who's a convicted felon? It's coming, Kirk.
Yeah, and he should be prepared to just throw that line of questioning off with a one sentence, like, you know.
Yeah, everybody knows my opponent that's right there, that guy, right there, the worst president in American history, that he had me prosecuted. Everybody knows that. But I know what the American people want to hear, not these stupid questions. They want to hear about their lives being better, and their lives were better when I was president. He can hit all of that out of the ballpark.
Yeah, and like he's going to be totally prepared to, you know, to brush off those questions and then just do what everybody else does in these debates, talk about whatever they want to talk about. You know, and that's the technique, if you
right. And but they'll have, like Sean was saying during his morning update, they'll have the Chirons, felon, convicted felon. It's an abortion question. You know, you're talking about, tea in China. It's an abortion question. So they're not going to be helpful, but I agree with you. Trump will be able to handle it.
Yeah, and once he gets into saying what he wants to say, he'll outline the fact that Joe Biden has basically governed from spite, reversing everything that Trump did on day one, which reversed our energy independence, mm-hmm. Opened the border for 7 or 8 million illegal migrants to come in, which is causing catastrophes all over the country as far as the labor market, the cost of local government, the school systems, the crime, the terrorists that are coming in. It's unbelievable.
Kirk, I think that Joe Biden made a very bad mistake, and I want to talk about it on the other side of the break and get your take on it, and then it will give you your opportunity to talk about the Joe Biden that you expect after 7-plus days out of sight of the American people at Camp David, evidently with 16 advisors. I mean, can you imagine, what they're doing? I mean, I can't, Joe. It's almost going to be like when the trainer Duke is training Rocky. All right, well, you got arthritis. And this is, the latest Rocky one when he does the exhibition fight. Well, you got to have arthritis, and you can't do this, and you can't run because your knees are shot, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. They're going to have to say, Joe, you can't have your note cards. You can't have your teleprompter. I mean, it's going to be hilarious. I don't know what's going to show up, but we'll get your take on it when we come back. This portion of the Hurley in the Morning program is brought to us in part by my good friends at Ambient Comfort Heating and Cooling Professionals. They are the air conditioning professionals, and their $59 air conditioning tune-up special for new customers. Well, we kept telling you there are many, many, many hot days ahead, and we've seen a number of them. Well into the 90s. The reality is the sooner you discover a problem, the easier the repairs to your air conditioning system tend to be. Stands to reason. You may have already noticed that your system is not cooling your home like it used to. And while the price for just about everything has gone up, Ambient Comfort's tune-up special is the same affordable price, just $59 for new customers. And it's well worth it. Their certified technicians will perform a thorough precision tune-up on your system to make sure it's safe and running at maximum efficiency. When comfort matters, choose who I choose. Choose Ambient Comfort. Schedule your tune-up now at AmbientComfortNJ.com, AmbientComfortNJ.com. Call 609-568-0955, 609-568-0955. For your $59 AC tune-up for new customers. Tell Ambient Comfort that Harry Hurley sent you. All right, much more analysis with Kirk Conover. We'll pivot to Joe Biden next on the Hurley in the Morning program.
This is the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network.
It's Harry with Kirk at 30, almost 31 minutes past the hour. I have three stories that you can follow on our WPG Talk Radio 95.5 app. Simply put, great work by the Atlantic City Police Department. They arrested a Philadelphia man, also recovered a rifle in the process. President Trump endorses Don Purdy. It was a Purdy endorsement for a National Post. Check that out. And a Philadelphia Action News reporter we write about.
From the Townsquare, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow. Today's forecast looks good. It'll be very warm, but not humid, dry, and not as windy as yesterday. Morning sun will give way to a few clouds this afternoon. Inland high temperature around 90. It'll stay cooler at the beaches. Partly cloudy tonight, low 72. A day of heat and humidity tomorrow, high 92. With a mix of sun and clouds, strong thunderstorms expected to roll in late tomorrow night. Get weather 24/7 wherever you are. Download our free mobile app today.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. For complete contest rules, visit WPGTalkRadio.com. You're waking up with Hurley in the Morning.
Egg Harbor Township, Ocean City,
Brigantine,
Mays Landing.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
We continue at 34 minutes past the hour. So, Kirk Conover, who will be showing up on Thursday night in Hotlanta? Will it be slow Joe Biden or will it be jacked up Joe Biden?
I think it'll be jacked up Joe, just like we saw the State of the Union. I'm convinced that they blood dope him, you know, when he's out of sight. And the danger would be that he's going to overheat. And, you know, and that is the danger there is without a teleprompter, he'll get confused and lost. And then I think it's going to be obvious that he just doesn't have it. And that is the comment on the street. I mean, people stop me here and there and they go, well, I don't really like Trump, but Biden's not going to make it. And then we'll be stuck with Kamala Harris. And that's even worse. So it's an amazing phenomenon, what we're seeing. I never thought we'd ever see something like this. The cadaver in chief, who obviously is falling apart, and they can't find someone else. They don't want to find someone else because he's the perfect puppet. But in this sort of open forum, no teleprompter, no notes.
Kirk, see if you buy into this. I have been floating my impression that Barack Obama wants Joe Biden to lose. He never wanted him to be president. Remember, they skipped him for Hillary. They never wanted him to be president. I believe that Obama wants him to lose to Trump. That's why he did that, treated Biden like an invalid on the stage at the fundraiser, grabbed his wrist. Of all things you do, you know what that looks like. You grab a confused person's wrist. Then he's got his arm gently on him like he has to steady him and walk him off the stage. Now in the last 24 hours, he's leaking. This is not an accident. All this stuff is really happening. He leaks word that he's concerned that Joe Biden is going to lose to President Trump. All of this right before the debate. Obama is sticking it to Biden, I think.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Obama's been running this operation from behind the scenes, and he sees that, you know, this is a puppet that's fallen apart. And I think, you know, he's willing to wait, you know, for 4 years of Trump, and then he'll be able to get another puppet and run things from behind the scenes. I mean, these left-wing statists, they play the long game. And you can't tell me that Obama's not playing the long game. You know, he wanted to fundamentally transform America. He did a lot of damage in the 8 years he was in there, and he's been able to prop up Biden and do a lot of damage and take us down the wrong path in these 4 years. But I think he realizes that Joe's not going to make it, and that would be a disaster for the Democrat Party.
Yeah, I think what he wants, I agree with all that, and I think that Obama wants Biden to lose, because if Republicans take over the Senate, and it really looks good for them, the Democrats are defending so many seats. And I actually think that the biggest risk is Republicans losing the House. If abortion rolls again, the margin right now is 218 to like 213 with four open seats. This is a horror show. I believe it's going to be easier for Trump to win president than for the House Republicans to keep the majority. But just say the Republicans, it doesn't matter, because if they have the Senate and they have the White House, they'll be the governing party. They'll get all the blame of anything that happens in the next 4 years. I think Obama is teeing it up for Democrats taking back control in 4 years.
Yeah, I do. That's a workable theory. And I think, you know, the leftists never quit. They are determined to impose, you know, their statist institutions on this country. They really do believe that they know better for us than we know for ourselves.
You know what it is, too, Kirk? When they win, it's like, shut up, go away. We won, we govern. And when you win, we win, I'll say. I'm going to include me. When we win, they act like they're still in charge, and it's some big mistake. You're here for 5 minutes. You know, this. You shouldn't even be here, and we'll be back soon enough. It's crazy how they work.
Yeah, well, you saw that, you know, Hillary never conceded. She said the election was illegitimate, and then they had the Russia hoax and the Steele dossier and all this stuff.
Right, they're the election deniers, Kirk. And they get away with calling Republicans election deniers.
Yeah.
I mean, remember, Hillary told Joe Biden, do not concede regardless. No matter what happens, do not concede.
And that's the way it's going to be from now on, unfortunately.
Right. Well, the way it is, though, is we have to accept that they won. They don't have to accept when we win.
Right. Well, that's a double standard reinforced by the Mockingbird media. And I also wanted to get in there that I see that CNN is going to do live fact checking. That'll be interesting to see how that works.
Well, look, if Biden maintains that the laptop of his son is Russian propaganda, if they don't do a fact check that says this is a provable lie and they only do things when it's Trump, then, you know, is what it is. It's going to be a really terrible situation that hopefully people will say, wow, this isn't fair. The good news is this. It's being simulcast in so many different ways. If it was only on CNN, I wouldn't have liked that, because I don't even want to punch that channel into my remote. I'm going to watch the 9 p.m. simulcast. So there will be a lot of ways to watch this. A lot of people, I think that Trump has to treat this, Kirk. The first debate is the one that people remember.
Yeah, and the other thing about Trump and how he's going to conduct himself and all that, everybody says, well, he can't say, you know, whatever. He can't be too
aggressive.
Over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he's a funny guy.
I think
he's got to figure out a way to get that into the debate also. I mean, like the great quote Reagan on Mondale, you know, when Reagan said, I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I'm not going to exploit for political purposes my opponent's youth and inexperience.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
That won the election.
Even Mondale bursted out in laughter.
Yeah.
And Reagan he delivered it to perfection. Then his body language after delivering it was perfection. And Mondale hilariously laughing, because it was beautiful. It ended a shaky previous debate performance. And that was that. And then it was, you know, 49 state landslide.
Yeah. And that's why I think, you know, someone has to figure out a way to get that humor that we know Trump has into the debate.
Yeah, I think the tricky part about all of that, Kirk, and we can talk about this more if you'd like right after the final break, is that Trump is literally going to be debating three people. He's going to be debating Joe Biden, fake Tapper, and what's her name? Dana Bash. That's very challenging. Biden, on the other hand, he can't remember what day it is, but they're going to be helping him. I just urge everybody, get out your spidey senses and watch how they treat Trump and watch how they treat Biden. You saw how they treated the Trump communications person, Leavitt. This woman, Casey, I forget her last name. I never really even heard of her until this dust-up. She threw off Leavitt from her show because she said, I'm not going to allow you to badmouth my colleagues. All she did was bring up that Jake Tapper has called President Trump Hitler. I'm not going to let you talk about my colleagues. She said, the tapes, go pull the transcripts. He did do it. I can't let you badmouth my colleagues. And then, bam, she's gone. And then she says, but you're invited back anytime. I mean, these are just sick people. So Trump has, because of what Democrats have done to him with this lawfare, he has shown great discipline in the courtroom when things are being said that he knows are not true. He has shown the capacity to handle everything they have to bring. That is going to be helpful, I believe, for Thursday night. But when you bring up that, you know, Trump needs to do this and keep cool and do that, this is going to be him going up against 3-1. Very, very challenging. But he's up for it. We'll be back. More Kirk Conover after this.
Mark Levin.
Anybody who votes for Joe Biden hates the country because Joe Biden hates the country. Anybody who votes for Joe Biden supports what he's done to our legal system. Anybody who votes for Joe Biden supports that he has funded Iran, he's armed Iran, he has supported Hamas by funding Iran and Hezbollah and all the rest of the damn alphabet soup in the Middle East.
Mark Levin on South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. You're listening to Hurley in the Morning on South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Today,
Hurley in the Morning.
Harry Hurley is the only person on the radio who isn't afraid to speak the truth about what's really happening in Atlantic City.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Thank you. It's 49 minutes past the hour. We're visiting this morning, as we do Tuesday mornings, in the 7 o'clock hour with Kirk Conover. I ask you to please enjoy the final 2 hours of Hurley in the Morning for this morning, and then stay with us. I believe most of you do anyhow, because Brian Kilmeade puts on a great show. But on this special occasion, I will be guest hosting the Brian Kilmeade Show. So, wow, what a day. That's winds up being 7 straight hours of yours truly. That's either a dream come true or a nightmare, depending on who you are. Kirk, time is yours.
Well, I think what I hope to come out of this debate is Americans get a vision of the two different worlds that are outlined by the policies of Biden and Trump. You know, Trump has to come across as the guy that's going to make us not only energy independent, but energy dominant. And in that way, I think that is really the catalyst for getting inflation under control. You have energy dominance. You get lower oil and natural gas prices. And that lowers everybody's cost of doing business. And, you know, I think also the deregulation that Trump had in his first term was very effective. So he's got to paint a picture of a free America, a free market America, where you have opportunity to improve yourself, and then contrast it to the world vision of the contemporary left-wing Democrat Party. More government. There's a government program to solve every problem. and that you really don't need to worry about anything because we're gonna take care of you.
Yeah.
And, you know, the ultimate welfare state, like, you know, Janet Yellen coming out the other day saying that there's going to be $100 million for affordable housing programs to help people afford houses. Well, it's all supply. You know, everything that the Biden administration's done has restricted the supply of goods and services and housing. It just is so counterintuitive to the way the world actually was designed to work. Nobody invented capitalism and free markets. They are part of the natural order of things. The natural law of the universe is free markets and free people. And
right, anything beyond that is man-made to take away those freedoms and those rights.
Absolutely.
Now, Kirk, let me ask you one other thing about the debate. See, I haven't heard anybody float what I'm about to do. I think it's clear to me the Democrats do not want Biden to be the nominee. I saw a poll that 34% more Democrats, if Biden just completely messes up this Thursday night, will be in favor of him. That's not 34% overall. It's an additional 34% of Democrats that will join the other Democrats in that Biden should not be the nominee. If they wanted to finish him off, Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, they could finish Biden off this Thursday night if they wanted to.
Yeah, and you never know what's going on behind the scenes. I mean, these political plotters and planners or whatever you want to call them, you don't know what they're up to. I mean, the Democrats have a setup in their convention where there's super delegates that have more voting power than the regular delegates. So they could manipulate the super delegates into replacing Biden at the convention, which would be incredible. But, you know, if he doesn't do good in the debate, that is going to take on a life of its own. It'll have.
Do you think that it could be possible that this debate could already be set to end Biden's campaign, or is that the longest of long shots?
I wouldn't put anything by this crew.
Yeah.
You know, they want to retain power. They're desperate to retain power. And if it becomes so obvious that Juiced Up Joe isn't going to make it for 4 years, there may be a strong movement. And like I said, they've got a setup where the superdelegates, and of course, that's the whole philosophy of the contemporary Democrat Party, is that, you know, we know better for you than you know for yourself. So they created these superdelegates,
yep,
that can outvote and overpower the mass of the regular delegates.
That's how Obama beat Hillary.
Yep.
The superdelegates. Ted Kennedy went with Obama. And obviously he had a lot of power, and the superdelegates went with Obama. Hillary was winning, especially in the last third of the Democratic primary states, kept beating Obama again and again and again and again. But he had the superdelegates. Kirk, I want to do this. I don't even know why I want to do this, because there's so many other things we could talk about. But Julian Assange, who we have covered a lot over the many, many years that obviously, he's been in exile. He will plead guilty to an espionage charge. If approved by a federal judge, he will be given a 62-month prison sentence, but he will be given credit for time already served in England. And, you know, he was in self-exile as well. Is that based on what he did in that Chelsea Manning, whatever that person's name is, era, when he was releasing, you know, top secret documents and things like that? Is this a just ending to this? What are your thoughts about how this is going to end?
Well, it's how you determine espionage, right?
It depends what the meaning of the word espionage is.
You know, from the WikiLeaks side, they thought it was, you know, free speech journalism, and the government shouldn't have certain secrets and so forth. So I don't know if it's justice, but I think, you know, if he gets credit for time served, you know, let him be.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And President Trump actually said that he would consider pardoning. And again, I don't believe in coincidences. President Trump brought up Julian Assange and that he would consider pardoning him. And the next thing you know, the Biden government is working this deal out. I don't believe it's a coincidence.
I don't either. You know, they're always trying to foil whatever Trump comes up with. So,
hey,
I don't know if it's justice or not. But.
Yeah, what he did was wrong, I think, but I do agree with you. I think he would qualify as media, and that perhaps he didn't do anything wrong. Some people think that he did something very, very wrong. So it's one of those items that it's in. At the time, I felt that he did something wrong. You look over time and, you know, maybe things settle down or mellow and you look at it a little bit differently. I'm not bothered by this at all. This I'm very pleased about because sometimes things just work out the way that they're supposed to. Democrats will handle this themselves. This contemptible Jamal Bowman who pulled the fire alarm at the United States Capitol building is headed to a, I believe, humiliating defeat today at the hands of George Latimer, who is poised to win. Good. I don't know anything about Latimer, but bye-bye, Bowman. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and good riddance. I mean, he's a real Marxist, just like the rest of the squad. I saw that Sandy Cortez was out of her mind at that rally, and they deserve to go because their philosophy is cruel and unusual punishment for the people of America.
Kirk, 30 seconds. In the 6 o'clock hour, I floated this with a guest listener on air that perhaps one by one, the squad is going to get defeated in Democrat primaries. Do you feel that is in the air? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think they've run their course. I mean, people are saying that they're really not governing for the benefit of their district. One squad member out in Missouri, she's in trouble for, you know, paying family and friends with campaign money.
And herself.
Yep. So, yeah, I think it all catches up. I mean, they have really done nothing for their districts. And the philosophy that they bring to the table is bad for the country.
We're at the finish line. Thank you for a great visit, my friend.
All right. Always a pleasure to be on the number one.